Good morning, and welcome to the conference call of SIMPAR to discuss the earnings regarding the third quarter 2020. Today with us are Mr. Fernando Simões, CEO, and Denys Ferrez, CFO and Administrative IR Director. Right now, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later on, we are going to start the Q&A session when further instructions will be provided. Should any of you need assistance during the conference call, please reach the operator by pressing star zero. We would like to inform you that this conference call is being recorded and simultaneously translated into English. Before moving on, we would like to let you know that any statements made during this conference call relative to the company's business outlooks, projections, operational, and financial goals are based on the beliefs and assumptions of SIMPAR's management and rely on information currently available for the company. Forward-looking statements are not a guarantee of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions since they refer to future events that depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. General economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect the future results of the company and lead to results that will materially differ from those in such forward-looking statements. Now we are going to turn the call to Mr. Simões. Please, Mr. Simões, you may go on. Good morning, everyone. I would like to thank you all for attending this call today. We are starting the earnings release of SIMPAR for the third quarter 2020. We are going to start on page two, where we show the SIMPAR structure. This structure was prepared to start a new cycle of development and generation of value in a very sustainable way. We completed our corporate restructuring on August 5th, 2020, when we had unanimous approval of minority shareholders. With that, we created SIMPAR, ticker SIMH3, and as well as JSL Logistics, focused 100% on logistic activities. That is no more a holding. This role is now performed by SIMPAR. We had the IPO of JSL Logistics with a raising of funds of 694 million reais, 100% primary. Our greatest happiness is to believe and to have the certainty that we are ready for a new cycle of growth and development in a sustainable way that will contribute to generate value to our clients, shareholders, employees, and society. All companies have independent management with clear goals and objectives and solid balance sheets to seize the opportunities of growth in each of their activities. SIMPAR is ready for this new cycle of growth, really being a part from the market in a very differentiated manner. I will use the opportunity to thank all of those for your trust and for our team that has worked very hard to deserve the trust of our clients, shareholders, and financial markets that gives us the bankability for growth. Going on to page three, we talk about some of the financial results of the third quarter 2020 SIMPAR. We had net income of 96 million reais in the third quarter, which means growth of 45% over the same period 19, and sevenfold higher than the second Q20, excluding non-recurring effects of the second Q. EBITDA totaled 587 million reais in the third quarter 20, up by 15% over the same period 19 and 25% above second Q20. EBITDA margin of 32.4%, up by 3.5 percentage points year on year. Again, showing the focus of efficiency that the group has. And as we are starting to enjoy the scale and the foundations that were built in each of its controlled companies. Net revenue from services up 1.8 billion reais in the third quarter 2020, growth of 2% year-on-year, even with the scenario still affected by the COVID pandemic, 36% above the second Q 2020. Again, showing the start of recovering of our segment and the resilience of all companies under Simpar. Even seizing opportunities for growth and consolidation in all the segments and all the companies we controlled with the necessary CapEx, growing and consolidating the companies, we reduced our leverage level from 3.9 to 3.3 times in the third quarter 2020, the lowest level in the last 10 years, in line with our strategic plans. Still on page three, you'll see our numbers in more detail, which shows again growth of EBITDA and decrease of leverage levels, as I mentioned, the lowest in the last 10 years, in line with our strategic plans and in line with what we have been talking to the market reductions quarter after quarter. We want to work, and our objective is to go about 2.5 times and maybe going up to 3 times if we have some strategic movement that makes sense. Again, net income of 96 million, that is margin of 3.7%. Okay, on page four, I'm going to talk a bit of governance and basically what represents our employees that have been paramount in our development. We also talk about our independent teams, preserving values, managed model, attraction, training, and retention of people. This is our biggest advantage, and it is Simpar's commitment. You see here our six companies with our main executives. Under each company, you have the amount of employees, altogether 25,000. I'd like to make a comment in logistics, for instance. We have more than 114 managers that have been with the company for more than 10 years on average. Movida, 3 years. Vamos with 5 years. This is our greatest asset. This is our greatest value. When we talk about our board of directors, we have members that represent the controller, but also independent members, as you can see. Always seeking those that will complement our operations and also each other. If it weren't for our governance model and the level of the board we have, we would never experience such wonderful time prepared for a new cycle of development. When we take a look at the committees that were put together by the board of directors, others, some that are mandatory, but others that are not, that have contributed so much to our growth. This slide shows our governance, our more than 25,000 employees, and our executive teams with the management, with the boards, being independent or not, that gives us the foundation for a new cycle of development, and that we believe will generate more value to shareholders, to society, and create even longer relationship with our clients, and we'll be able to make our teams and people accomplished. I will now turn the call to Denys, who will talk about the main financial numbers of each of the company and consolidated in the third quarter. Denys?
Hello. Thank you, Fernando. Good morning, everyone. Now I'm going to talk about the highlights of the Simpar subsidiaries for the third quarter 2020. JSL is the first. Again, remember that JSL now is 100% focused on logistics since the restructuring, with net income of 25 million reais, 12% above year-on-year, showing a clearly start of recovery in volumes compared to Q 2020 because of the COVID impact. In the same quarter, we had two acquisitions that are still not formally incorporated to the results of 3Q Logistics. When we Put together the net income of JSL Logistics, Fadel, and Transmoreno, Fadel at 75% and Transmoreno 100%, we would have a combined net income of 41 million. That already shows an important increase in volume in our process of organic and M&A expansion. We also had a very important event, our IPO in September, that raised approximately R$700 million for JSL Logistics, and the fact that CADE approved without restrictions the acquisitions I mentioned. Going to Vamos, Vamos already reported its results on the 30th of October. While it continues to show strong resilience and continuity of growth, it went through the whole COVID period and continues to move on, a result of its unique positioning in a developing market. And therefore, its backlog reached R$2.9 billion, 34% above 4Q19. As for EBITDA, we had an increase of 28% in the third quarter, year-on-year. And this is a result not only of the rental segment that had an increase in margin of 5.7 percentage points, but also an excellent performance in dealerships with an increase in volumes and a 2% percentage point increase in margins. All that gave us a 30.7% return on equity above 5.7 percentage points the year of 2019. Movida, everything has improved a lot faster than expected, which makes us quite optimistic for future demands as Movida focuses on its clients. Rent a car, record occupancy rate of 82.7%. Fleet management continues to show resilience and growth. Used car sales had 12.6% in average tickets. And when we look forward, thinking of everything that Movida accomplished to transform the rental car market, but also adjusting its operations and, you know, fighting the coronavirus pandemic, we are sure that we are before much stronger growth for the future than what we experienced in recent years. I'm going now to the next slide to talk about CS Brazil. CS Brazil has been a case of transformation of profitability as we changed focus in our portfolio. We had a growth of 14.2% in our net revenue in fleet management and outsourcing. That is our focus now. But when you compare the evolution of our operating profit, you see how important it was to focus in CS Brazil. Operating profit grew 47% year-on-year. We acquired 3,000 new vehicles for fleet management and outsourcing. Contracts is still to be performed, and net income grew 6% year-on-year, even with the larger net debt due to the corporate restructuring. Remember, we had no net debt in CS Brazil, and we put the right debts in the right place so as last 30th of December, we started to have the net debt in CS Brazil that is already reflected in the leverage of 2.4 times. In the center of the page, we have Original that presented excellent results. A volume of vehicles sold at retail was threefold higher than the last year, with a total of 2,701 units. Average ticket growing by 11%, reaching about an average of 55,000. With that, net income 55 million, the highest in the last 10 quarters, returning an annualized return on invested capital of almost 24%. So once again, the performance was quite excellent. And to your right, you have BBC. These are our not so recent initiatives as the leasing arm, but very recent in digital. In leasing, we grew by 5%, totaling 175 million, with the stable delinquency levels. And BBC, the digital account, had an 11-fold increase year-on-year. And here we are prepared to have a much higher acceleration, much higher than what we delivered so far. We really believe the synergy of BBC Digital and our other business platforms. Now I'm going to go to the next page, which is slide number 7, when we talk a bit about Simpar indebtedness, consolidated numbers. To the left, we have our amortization schedule. You see, it is quite comfortable. To my comment, includes the fact that we have excellent liquidity, 5.2 billion. We believe that we've been through the worst. Every now and then, we see some uncertainty about the second wave that will hit. But anyway, it's important to stress that we have very comfortable liquidity. If you take a look at the rate of coverage in the short term, that is 3.2 times in terms of short-term maturity. And we can cover our indebtedness until 2022. So again, a very robust cash position that may contribute to any problems we might have or any second wave. If that doesn't happen, we are going to work to optimize cash levels, already assuming more stability scenario for Brazil and for the world. To the right, we showed that we continue to enjoy a drop in the average cost of net debt after taxes. We reached 3% in the end of September. A year ago, we were at 6%. And when you take a look at the breakdown, we are reporting net debt added EBITDA ratio that we use in local covenants of 1.5 times. Our cap would be 3.5 times. This is a maintenance event. Then we have another indicator, added EBITDA net interest ratio of 12 times. The minimum would be 2 times, and the event is also maintenance. And net debt EBITDA ratio, which is used for overseas bonds, of 3.3 times, I'm sorry, which is the lowest level in the last 10 years, in line with what we have been saying, that part of our plans is to deliver continuous and gradual deleverage for the group, as Fernando mentioned in the beginning of the presentation. And once again, as a reminder, our cap for this covenant is 4.4. We are at 3.3. But again, this is the concept of incurrence. And to the right, we show the breakdown of our holding and consolidated indebtedness. So gross debt of 12.8 billion reais, with a cash of 5.2, with a net debt of 7.6 billion reais, consolidated basis. For the holding itself, the corporate taxpayer of Simpar alone, we have 3.8 billion, with cash of 2.2 billion. The characteristic of the gross debt is maturity as of 2024, and we have a huge liquidity of 2.2 billion, as we show. The result is a net debt of 1.5 billion. And remember, this corporate taxpayer owns two assets that has market value. They are public company that together amount for 5.5 billion in value. And also it controls 100%, 44% of the EBITDA that we control. So an extremely comfortable position. Remember, the company is controlled by Simpar, be them public or private, 100% controlled by Simpar. They account for 44% of the reported EBITDA, and all of them have a leverage position that is completely under control. That enables them to continue to expand. So indeed, it is huge transformation based on all the work that was developed, built, and managed for leverage to go down, and that all puts us in a very comfortable position. I'm going to go to the next slide just to give you an overall idea of investments made by the group in the third quarter and year to date. When you take a look at the upper left corner, you see basically that our investments are on liquid assets, light vehicles, trucks, and truck trailers. We had a gross CapEx of 1.4 billion. Sale of assets of 819 million, which gives us a net CapEx of 571 million. To the right, when we compare net CapEx in the third quarter 2020 and net CapEx third quarter 2019, you can see the highest demand was for Movida. That shows the market is recovering, followed by Vamos. Here we highlight how low the demand for CapEx is in JSL Logistics, which is basically operating with asset-light operations. Here again, you can see the proof of what I've said with the numbers year to date. Again, the highest demand for Movida and Vamos in terms of net CapEx, and JSL remains with the lowest demand even year to date. Year to date, net investments of 1.364 billion in the first 9 months of 2020. Now we are going to go to the next slide, again, talking about return and leverage. To the left, you see the return on invested capital of our subsidiaries in the third quarter 2020, taking into consideration the COVID impact. Starting with JSL Logistics, 7.3% of ROIC in the last 12 months. When you take a look at the annualized third quarter, it was 8%. Here you see Movida 7.7%, Vamos that continues to deliver consistent returns above 11%, 11.5%. CS Brasil following the same patterns of Vamos, showing resilience after the change of our focus of operation, 9.4%. Original, 8.9%. BBC, the leasing operation, 21.5%. When we take a look at the consolidation of all that inside Simpar, here we see a gradual evolution based on our focus on returns until 2019. We went from 6.1% in 2016, which was a recessive period. We reached 9.9% in 2019, and now we are delivering 7.8%, obviously impacted by the coronavirus. In the chart below, we show that all investments that we are making are quite assertive with regards to generating future cash. Most of Simpar, 80%, has contract-based activities. We invest, we have a cash flow that is generated, and it is very assertive. Therefore, in line with what we have been telling you, we show that our investment generated results. That is, we evolved from consolidated EBITDA of 1 billion to 2.2 billion in the third quarter 2020, even with the coronavirus going past 2019, with a leverage that was 5x in 2016 to 3.3x in the third quarter 2020. As I mentioned, the lowest in the last 10 years, and our target is to continue to go further down below 3x. Well, with that, I'm going to turn the call back to Fernando.
Thank you, Denys. Just to close, I would like to talk a bit about opportunities and strategies. JSL Logistics, great opportunity to grow organically, M&As, so a very fragmented segment in logistics, and we are prepared to consolidate, to have more scale, more synergy, and contribute to improve our results. Vamos, a company that is leader in its segment with unique positioning because of its dealerships, used asset stores, and the way it buys and manages its operations, with resilience of revenues and growth showing it is developing. It's not Fantasy Island, but it is an extremely incipient market, and it's really positioned in a unique manner. Movida, it is growing. People are replacing own cars by leased cars, and Movida is prepared with infrastructure, capital, people, and the best, its DNA of providing services to make customers loyal, to really enjoy a new cycle of growth and development. It has already grew, it has already developed, it has already learned, and then it has the foundations for a new cycle that has huge potential in the market, and we are very much prepared for that. CS Brazil, the more public services want to be better, the more opportunities for CS Brazil, and its growth and improvement in numbers show that. Original, the dealership, a smaller business, but extremely synergic amongst our companies that has developed a lot and improved results. BBC, our leasing company, we have now the digital account. It's good for the clients, for our companies, contributing to their loyalty, but the main focus is to have a stronger alliance with truck drivers, app drivers, contributing to their development, to their services, and the way they work with our companies. So we are very happy with everything that we have accomplished so far, but our greatest happiness is to see us prepared with governance, leaders, teams, to enjoy a new cycle of growth, enjoying what we built in the past and contributing to our results. Thank you very much. And I'm going to open for your questions to answer anything that you may want. Thank you very much once again for your attention. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now start to the Q&A session. If you have a question, please press star one. To withdraw your question from the list, just press star two. Our first question comes from Fernando Abdala from J.P. Morgan. Please, Mr. Abdala, you may go on.
Hello, Fernando, Denys. I have two questions about Vamos. Well, first, I would like to understand the performance of the used car division during the quarter and during the pandemic. We know that used assets are a bit less relevant in Vamos compared to the rent-a-car business, but we would like to know how it is performing. And the second question along the same lines is to understand the impact that we see in OEM production, if that has impacted the truck segment. We see that it has impacted the car business. How about the truck business? Thank you very much.
Hi, Abdala. This is Fernando speaking. Good morning. Well, used assets in Vamos, well, it's quite impressive. The used asset business has been quite impressive. Today, in terms of inventory, we have less than 2.5 times. We already had 5 months in the past. Because, after a contract ends, you have the return, and then you have some time for sale. So we already had 5-6 months of inventory. Now it's less than 2.5, and some with even faster turnover. There are things that we are, lacking in used stores, so like trucks. If we had more trucks, we would sell more. With machinery, we have a bit higher inventory. That means that the price of used assets is going up, which also contributes, the depreciation levels. We might even revisit them in the future. All that said, of course, new trucks are a problem. What happened with the cars is also happening to the trucks. The ecosystem of the OEM industry is having difficulties to pick up production. With that, and also with exchange rates, the new assets increased in price, and so did used assets. Vamos was extremely strategic to advance the purchase when no one was buying. And so we have the opportunity of enjoying what we have already bought, and we were able to establish our plans, and we have an alliance with OEMs that gives us the comfort that for Vamos, we are not going to have a lack of trucks. That has already been negotiated. We are very comfortable and in very favorable terms for us to keep and even improve our returns. And more than that, providing services to its clients as it does, because that makes the whole of a difference. And why can we do that? Because in our portfolio, we have several trucks that end contracts, and we can advance the replacement of the trucks. We can make decisions of buying much larger volumes because we know that we will need it for the market, and whatever the market does not consume, we can advance renewals and sell used assets at better conditions at better times. This is what we experience in Vamos, not to mention that all that contributes to the results of our dealerships in Vamos with better returns, as you could see in our earnings release. Okay?
Thank you, Fernando.
Our next question comes from Victor Mizusaki from Bradesco BBI. Victor, you may go ahead.
Hello, I have two questions. The first, you mentioned a reduced leverage level with the target of getting to 2.5, and in the third quarter, you reached 3.3 times. Now, thinking about the organizational structure of the group, you had the IPO of JSL Logistics in mid-year. So I would like to know your forecast of having an IPO for the other companies. And my second question with regard to Transmoreno, if you think that after this acquisition is completed, Transmoreno, in addition to generating value to JSL Logistics, do you think it can have a relevant role in the management of assets for Movida and CS Brazil?
Hi, Victor. This is Denys. I'm going to turn it to Fernando to give you a more strategic answer, but I would like to make a comment. We showed that gradual reduction of leverage levels as we had announced to the market many times. And this continued decrease in our plan does not necessarily go through an acquisition. You associated that to acquisitions, but we believe in the medium term, we are going to operate below 3x organically. Of course, we are going to look into opportunities for growth that we see in each one of the business, but we don't depend on that. And I'm going to let Fernando answer Vamos. I would like then to go back to the Transmoreno Movida, but anyway, just to add to what Denys mentioned. Denys speaking as a shareholder, but also as executive, and the mission that we have received from Simpar's board of directors. We have the mission of lowering our leverage. We would like to go to 2.5 to have the flexibility of reaching 3x if necessary. And we are looking into getting in the next 12 months organically below 3x. And the third quarter shows that we are already collecting the fruit of what we did in the past. Of course, that there is some of logistics IPO, but it's also fruit of the work that prepared for these returns and results. When we talk about IPOs, we never rule out any movement with Vamos, for instance, you know that. But it's not our final objective. This is going to be our destination when it works. We don't work 24 hours for that. It depends on the market, depends on the government, it depends on stability, but it's part of the plan when the due time comes. We don't know when it's going to happen. As a holding, as Simpar, we have several strategies. For instance, when the market did not have the perception that we would go public with the logistics company, and we did so. So it may happen, but this is not our plan. It's not mandatory. It's not that we have to do it. As you talk about Transmoreno, Victor, if you could repeat the question, I got a bit lost.
Yeah, because Transmoreno, after you complete the acquisition, do you think it can have a strategic value in the transfer of assets from Movida and CS Brazil? So it can be for new cars, but also used cars for you to sell cars faster.
Okay. No, remember that our businesses are completely independent, and each company has to develop in its own market. Of course, Movida and CS Brazil have new and used cars. Transmoreno can provide services, but this is not part of our plans, one company depending on the others. Now, the truth is, we do not have a very organized used car service, transportation service. In the US, you have companies that operate only in the used car market. Of course, it's a different scale and different, so we see it as an opportunity, but not that will depend on our companies. On the other hand, in Transmoreno, we can add a lot more value to the services that it provides today. I was quite surprised, Cadre has just approved the operation, but we are talking to OEMs to know what we can do better in terms of demands. And there is a huge demand for new services in new car shipment. So Transmoreno is ready for that, and we are working to see what we can do better with truck drivers as well. So we really think that we can contribute to the market much more than depending on a relationship in between companies. Well, thank you. I just have one more question about CS Brazil. When you take CS Brazil's operation, it has a bit of urban cleaning. Does it make sense for CS Brazil to think of solid waste concessions? Well, CS Brazil today has two arms, so to speak. You have CS Brazil that we call CS Brazil Fleet Management. More than 85-90% of the company revenues. So 80% of revenues and 90% of revenues. That is CS Fleet Management. I say that this company is almost like a mix of Vamos and Movida GPS together, Movida Fleet Management. Vamos because it's a 5-year contract, and Movida because it's fleet management, so it is fleet management outsourcing. So this is CS Fleet, 80% revenues, 90% results. And then you have the other part where we look into project and the solid waste. Could it happen? It could. We look at things that are services, long-term contracts with lower CapEx. Again, it's much more services generating return by executing services. But we always have opportunities, and we have been looking into several areas, not necessarily solid waste. You have mobility, you have ports operations, so things can happen. And you know, that it may look at something and then it is more into logistics. But as a SIMPAR, as the controlling company, we're always watching for opportunities. But today, 90% of our results for CS Brazil come from fleet management and outsourcing. And Vitor, you talked about CS Brazil. Sometimes we don't say much about CS Brazil. But CS Brazil, in terms of operating profit, is really in a very strong ascending trend. For you to have an idea, this quarter, we had growth of more than 40% in operating profit. You don't see that in net income. It's because, remember, it had no net debt before. And in the end of the year, we had 800 million reals. So if you compare, you're not comparing apples to apples. But CS Brazil has been focused on fleet management and outsourcing, especially long-term car contracts. And it has delivering a return on capital, invested capital in fleet management of about 13.3%. ROIC. So I just, you know, just because you mentioned CS Brazil, I decided to make the point that it's doing very, very well. Okay, thank you very much. Our next question comes from Alexandre Kogaki from 11 Financial. Mr. Kogaki, you have the floor.
Hello, good morning. Well, in your presentation, you mentioned new developments, and I would like to know if you're thinking of a new business line. Vamos has a very interesting positioning. Are you thinking of new businesses, or are you thinking of focusing on the ongoing businesses? And also, I would like to understand a bit more about Vamos results. You had very good results in dealerships, especially in terms of revenues. Would we expect this level as recurrent for the coming quarters? So if you could give me a bit more color on that.
Hi, Alexandre, this is Fernando. Well, when we talk about a new cycle of development, I was going to leave that for last, but anyway, we're very happy because we closed, you know, a cycle of development. We have now SIMPAR as a pure holding company. JSL is focused solely on logistics, the largest road logistic company in Brazil. So now we have a new cycle of development to go. All these companies, all the segments in which we operate have huge potential. With all due respect, we don't sell products. We sell services that make a difference in people's lives, mobility, transportation. All our services are not going to be replaced by a rocket or by a firecracker, with all due respect. So the new cycle of development is having companies prepared, executives focused on their business. I am, you know, the CEO of logistics of SIMPAR. We have all the companies with very well-defined capital. So we are going to seize the avenues of growth for each company, doing more of the same and better, changing, transforming their size and results. And this is what we think in terms of a new cycle of development. Again, more important is that we are closing a cycle of development and starting a new one. That's the most important thing. And when you see the results of our dealership, to be quite honest, Alexandre, I don't see this result, you know, forward necessarily, but it is not going back to past levels. Why?
because we have now the right volumes for each dealership. We have the right price. The dealerships are very healthy. So returns are going to be much better than what they were, but not necessarily what you see this quarter. That was very one-off. It was a bit of an euphoric moment. This is what I believe in. Now, when you go to famous dealerships, then we reorganized Valter. It was a huge restructuring. The results are going to continue to show. We had a change in structure, repositioning, new people, everything. I say our business is people. A bad business with good people is okay. A bad business with bad people doesn't work. And we have a good business with good people, which makes it really extraordinary. An excellent brand, an excellent business. And we have Komatsu as well, that is now in our dealership and has positively surprised us with results. So, in heavy assets, Vamos, that's it. In original, light vehicles, one-off, but certainly better returns for the future compared to what we had in the past. Thank you very much. Very clear. Just a follow-on to your question. You said that each company is responsible for its avenues of development. I would like to talk about logistics consolidation. Do you see any segment posing the best opportunities, something in which you operate, or even new segments, as it was the case of Fadel? What do you see as the best opportunities for the segment? Okay. Well, logistics is our company that is, you know, always thinking of organic growth. And what is organic growth? We are going through a huge digital transformation, bringing more truck drivers, not as an agent, but as a logistic operator with much more intelligence. Our system is working very well for everything that we do, and we are improving a lot. And we want to do more, to offer more shipments, to bring more truck drivers. This is something that we are going to be able to have as of the implementation of the new technology as of the first quarter next year. And then, you know, Transmoreno is a completely different business for us. It might happen. We can go into chemicals, liquid shipment, e-commerce. You know, if it makes sense, if it is a segment that we understand that generates a value and brings customer loyalty and can bring good returns, or that returns can be improved in the long term, we have loads of opportunities. In logistics, loads of opportunities. Okay, thank you very much. Our next question comes from Werner Hoge from Trigono Capital. Werner, you may go on. Good morning, everyone. Congratulations on your results.
With regard to clean emissions of vehicles with, maybe run on gas or even electric trucks that are starting to show in the segment. So what kind of eco-friendly assets are you considering? And now, given, the agribusiness movement, the exchange rate effect, the increase of Brazilian express, especially of exports, especially with soybeans and corn, does the group see opportunities in agricultural machinery? Are you think of increasing exposure in the segment? Because companies want to be asset light. Farmers, large agricultural companies are reducing investments in fixed assets. They want to increase the planted area without increasing equipment. And also e-commerce, the last mile is more urbanized. Just, do you want to increase your exposure in urban distribution or shipments in between distribution centers and producers?
Werner, this is Fernando. Okay, let me try and answer all your questions. Well, first, what's important to say? Our logistic company has the newest fleet in Brazil, and we work very hard with truck drivers to renew their fleet as well. We don't have any truck providing services in logistics, even third parties, that are more than 15 years. That means our average fleet age is 7-8 years. So we are the less pollutant company on road logistics in Brazil. Now, if you think of gas or electric driven cars, we have some experiences going on, but we have to be very careful because, you know, trucks have to have autonomy to drive. And if you have to resell, it might be a problem. So you have to be very careful. But we are the company that less pollutes on road logistics based on our fleet. And one thing that I would like to tell you is that Vamos' objective is not this, but the result of Vamos' work hugely contributes to the decrease of emissions. Whenever we renew a fleet, we take away older assets from the streets. So we do contribute to that. In Movida, what's important to say, Movida CEO Renato has just announced an alliance with Nissan, a car. It's going to have exclusivity on electric cars. We believe it has a lot. We bought more than 50 cars. We are going to get to 100. And we are preparing the stores, again, to contribute institutionally to an improvement in the sector. Movida has been pioneer in digital, in digitization, in improving customers' lives. So we think this experience, you know, having the opportunity of renting an electric car, these cars are just going to be for the daily rate, for individuals to see the difference. Again, contributing to social sustainability. It's part of our obligation to raise awareness to electric cars. So we are doing that through Movida. Going to agribusiness, you were quite right. We not only restructured Valtra, but we also have a much stronger alliance with Valtra and other things. We are representing Sensi in an important region, the best and more state-of-the-art machinery for soybeans and others. We are also discussing other regions with Valtra. So we are growing with leaderships in agribusiness and in the rental of machinery in Vamos. Part of Vamos' project is to sell things with maintenance. As we do with trucks, we do with machinery. But we are doing that quite cautiously with alliances because we have maintenance costs, risks, and everything. And again, we are concerned about delivering quality to our client. But you're right, and that's why we are growing in machinery, not only in rentals, but also in the dealership. And the idea is to have even more advanced further services. The last mile, just to close, this is something we look into. But I'll be quite honest. We have companies working in e-commerce with R$6-7 being paid per delivery. This is urban distribution that you cannot add value to the client or to shareholders. As a counterpart, Fadel is already working with e-commerce clients with Alliance, even with EJSL. And we have a huge advantage that sometimes we work with the e-commerce back office. So the more e-commerce grows, the more we are at clients' warehouse and everything. So
E-commerce is something that we continue to monitor, but we can always focus on adding value. Then you say Mercado Livre bought an airplane. Retailers are going into the business. That's perfect. The more players with governance come to logistics, the better the industry, the more structured it is. And JSL and Simpar, because we are prepared, we can enjoy the development of e-commerce by renting cars, by providing services from our companies. So I think I was able to cover your questions. If you have any more, please. Well, just one. Thank you very much for your explanation. Movida had excellent results, we believe. And then we saw several news about OEMs, Toyota, for instance, going into this segment. We don't think this is an OEM business. It's best for the OEM to sell cars to rental car companies than to compete. I don't think this is, you know, something that really adds value to them. But what do you think about this? Werner, you know, we pay attention to what people are doing because we want to do better, but we do believe in our people and in what we can do. So we don't care much, you know, how the competition operates. The market is there. If OEMs or any other player comes, they are more than welcome. We are going to continue taking care of our people, our clients, and we showed, I think, how we deliver returns. It's our DNA. Our vocation is to serve and generate results and closing ecosystem and generating value to our company and to our shareholders. We saw movements from OEMs doing that. We believe they are going to do that much more as an experience than investing 5-6 billion capex in an activity that is not their core activity. And it's not only capex. It's just, you know, the turnover of the asset. I never saw, you know, that OEMs having dealership network, not to have the risk of retail. So if they never even distributed their own product, why should they keep assets from others? But we don't know. The new normal is coming. It may happen, but we believe that there will be room for them and there will always be room for us because of our, you know, difference connection to relate to OEMs, which is extremely important to our clients. And that's why, you know, we never lacked cars or trucks or any other assets. So it's going to be perhaps a good lesson for them. And even for us, it may make us work harder. Thank you very much. As a reminder, if you have a question, just press star one. Well, while we wait for some questions, I'm going to answer some that we took from the webcast. We have one from Iris Baldo from BBG TVM. I would like to understand the increase of the cost of services in Vamos consolidated numbers, which increased 18.4 percentage points more than the increase in revenue with services. Okay, this is a matter of mix. As we said, the nominal EBITDA of Vamos grew 28% in the third quarter. Year on year. Now, that comprises an increase in rentals with an increase in margins of 5.7 percentage points, but also expansion in the volume of sales. And the cost is in the line of services. Sales were very strong. That showed also an expansion of margin of more than 2 percentage points year on year. So this is a matter of mix. Increase that was faster in the dealerships, but a continued growth in rentals. Okay? If I may go on, there is another question. And this is for you, Fernando. Comes from Renan. That follows the same. Do you want to go public with other companies that are not listed or sell part of JSL's and Movida's share in the stock exchange. Okay, as I mentioned before, we have Vamos. We have already, you know, to consider that, and we may consider going public in the future. Now, when we talk about JSL, I believe JSL and Movida are listed, and, you know, the stock is already traded. We are very happy. In our business plan, we did what we had to do. In logistics, of course, we want to have organic growth and M&A. And at some point, if we need to go to market to continue having our M&A, we will. Again, thinking of that leverage level below 3x. So this is part of our plan, you know, movements that contributes to our generation of value. But right now, you know, the capital structure of our company is quite okay. And, you know, our role is to contribute as a holding and controller of our subsidiaries, but also to support their growth if they need to develop and, you know, avoid them to miss any window of opportunity. As a reminder, if you have a question, just press star one. Since there are no further questions, we are now closing the Q&A session. Now we'll turn the floor back to Mr. Simões for his final remarks. Please, Mr. Simões, you may go on. There is a question from Guilherme, you know, not to leave any question unanswered. Whether Original could think acquiring dealerships. Again, this is not something that we rule out. Original is a smaller business, is complementary, and we may consider. Brazil has opportunities for consolidation in dealerships, contributing to scale and management, and this is something to consider. Anyway, just to close now, on behalf of all of us from Simpar, our subsidiaries, the companies we control, we would like to thank you very much for attending. We have more than 180 people attending the call. It's really a pleasure to be talking to all of you. We have to mention some points to share with you how we see our business from now onwards. This is the first call of Simpar, showing that we are very happy with our restructuring, that we are starting a new cycle. We completed strategic plans that, you know, the board asked us to execute 5 years ago. We just closed the cycle. Our plans were very important. And we have to mention that we executed our plans without losing focus or any of our business, seizing opportunities in past months, even with the pandemic and with the adversities that we never expected. We continued to move on. We completed Simpar. We had, you know, the IPO of JSL. So this is a new cycle that we are starting, and results are still not showing that. What was the objective of our restructuring? Basically, movements, as you saw with JSL Logistics. Our main objective of our restructuring, and now you're going to start to see the results, is to improve our management. Thank very much our team, but we believe that we can do even better with better management, more agility, taking better care of our people, which the restructuring enables us to have more and more strategic relations with our clients. And the third quarter of Simpar shows exactly that, a suitable capital structure for each company to develop in a sustainable manner. And you are going to see, and it is part of our target for the next 12 months, regardless of what happens, our leverage level going below 3x. And Basically, what we want is transformation of our companies in size, in generation of value to shareholders and clients, in to our people that work very hard, 25,000 people that have the opportunity to develop, and as a consequence to society, because we do believe that our work contributes to development of the societies in which we are inserted. To close, I couldn't fail to thank each and all of you on behalf of our 25,000 employees. We thank you, shareholders, board members of all of our companies that have been paramount in all our strategic movements, contributing to a moment like this. The financial institutions that are part of our history and the clients of all companies controlled by Simpar that are a must for our development, teaching us lessons, opportunities, and generating value to us all. On behalf of our 25,000 employees, I thank you very much. And I am reaffirming our commitment. What you saw in the third quarter, may God help us, will be even better for the fourth quarter. May God be with you. Thank you very much for your time and attention. Simpar's conference call is now closed. We thank you very much for attending and wish you a good day.